Menachem, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7, and more on work done on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. Moshivin Shovachin LeTarnegolim Ba'arba'asar. One can arrange for the chickens to properly incubate the eggs on the 14th. That means putting eggs under chickens or chickens atop eggs, as the case may be. And that's permitted throughout the whole day of the 14th, even after Chatzos. The reason why is because that's not considered a malacha at all. V'Tarnegola Shabarcha. If you have a chicken who ran away, that means you had an egg that was being incubated, and it's been incubated already for 3 days, which means that the egg now has a gestating chicken inside of it, and it can't be eaten anymore as an egg. So if you don't put a chicken back on it, the egg is going to go to waste. It's inedible, unusable, and therefore it's a davar avid, something which is going to cause kind of irreparable loss, even though it's not a very material loss, but it's a loss. So the din is that machazir nosalim koma, you're allowed to bring that chicken and chase it back to get back on the egg. That's true even during Chol HaMoed. That's a little strange, as much as the Mishnah is talking about work on the 14th, but the Gemara makes it clear that since you're allowed to arrange for chickens to be on eggs lechadchila from the outset before Pesach begins on the 14th, for sure you could chase a chicken back that went away. So the point here, the Mishnah is even during Chol HaMoed, it's mutter to do so. Again, we're talking about a scenario of davar avid, which means actually both A, the eggs have been incubated for 3 days, and therefore if you don't further incubate them, it's a total loss, and B, that the chicken hasn't been off for 3 days, meaning at that point the incubated egg will be sort of spoiled, and it's a loss anyways. V'imesa, if the chicken that had been sitting on the eggs dies, Moshivan acheres tachta, one can replace the dead chicken with a living chicken. Same with the idea. Again, we're assuming that we're talking about that the eggs have incubated already, and we're talking about a davar avid, a loss that would otherwise occur. And that again means that this would be permitted to do even on Chol HaMoed, again, assuming that by putting a new chicken on, although it's a bit of work, it would save the eggs from otherwise being lost entirely. Furthermore, gorfin mitachas ragli behema ba'arba asar. One is permitted to rake the manure from beneath the feet of the livestock on the 14th. That's again permitted throughout the whole day of the 14th. That's not considered to be a forbidden malacha. To the contrary, it's considered to be something akin to cleaning one's house and readying the home for the onset of Yom Tov. So that would include cleaning out the animal stalls, and that's permitted, meaning one could clean them out on the 14th and also schlep the manure out to like the refuse pile outside of the chatzer, outside of one's home and living area. The point being that to actually drag all that manure, which is fairly heavy, is labor intensive, and therefore you might think it's disallowed. And in fact, as we'll see in a moment, it is disallowed during Chol HaMoed, but on the 14th, it is yes permitted. But Uva Moed, when it comes to Chol HaMoed itself, so now because of the labor involved in dragging the refuse to a dumping area outside of one's chatzer where one lives, you may not do that, but rather misalkin litzdadin, you're allowed to push the refuse aside. So you push it to the sides of the pen where the animal's living, and that way the animal doesn't have to stand inside its refuse and dirty its food, etc. But that's permitted in Chol HaMoed, but more than that, to actually take the refuse out of the pen to elsewhere is considered to be tirchi asera, excessive labor, and therefore disallowed in Chol HaMoed. Finally, molichin mevi'in kelim mebeis ha'uman. One is permitted to bring utensils to and from the craftsman on the 14th, and that's true, afal pi she'enim letzorach ha'moed, even if we're talking about utensils that are not needed for Pesach. It's not a malach at all to go and do errands on the 14th and drop stuff off, even to get fixed or repaired or whatever it is. That's permitted on the 14th. It's not malacha at all. During Chol HaMoed, however, this would be restricted, and one would not be allowed to go and fetch something from the craftsman, from his warehouse or shop, unless it was for something that one needed on Pesach itself, then it would be permitted to go and retrieve it.